Viter and Chasrin of Pei Beis, picking up on Pei Alpha Beis, but above, but a page. Checking the last line. Fourth word on the line. Bomine Rav Amirav Nachman. Now, just to bring up today a little bit what's going on, what we've seen previously on Shas, the Chachamim say, the Tanakhama said that a vow, a neder, to stop taking a bath or to go ahead and be mekashet is considered inor nefesh. Rav Yossi says nine. It's only beno lebeina. Viter, and that we said that we saw from the Braisa that Rav Yossi also considers a neder by a woman to hold back being with the Rebbe as a neder between Beino Lebeina and not considered, you know, a nefesh. And now we want to know, what did the Chachamim hold about? Like, that's Rav Yossi Shita, what do they say? But Rav Nachman, Tashmish Shabita Lebana, Tashmish according to the Chachamim, Inu Nefeshu, O Devarim Shabino Lebeina. Is that considered Inu Nefesh or just something between him and her? As we saw yesterday, the Ran actually points out that the difference between the two different stadim over here is that if the neder is considered inoy nefesh, then when he annuls it, it's between him and not only him, but he's annulling it between him and other people also. But if it's something which is only bein obeina, then when he goes and he's made for it, it's only made for himself and not for other people. Zakta Gemara, Amarle, Rav Nachman is back. Tini Sua. We learned this in a Mishnah coming up on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, the second to last Daf, and left whatever, almost at the end of the Masechta. Unetula ani min haYehudim. This is referencing a woman who says she's removed from the Jews. Says the Ran, that's talking about she'asr hanos tashmishale. She's asring having tashmish. That's just the lashon saginar. Beep, turn the page. Pei Beis. Yafir chelko. The husband should go ahead and be made for his chelek. Umishamashto, and then he could have tashmish. She'll say, hey, netula min Yehudim, but she's still going to be asr to the Yehudim. Meaning, if they were to get divorced and she married somebody else, it'd be asr for to have any tashmish with that somebody else, with that new person. But if you want to say that a woman who asks this is considered Yehudim Nefesh, why should it be that she's going to be asr to everyone else after the fact? If it is Inu Nefesh, then she's going to be mutter to everyone after. It must be that we learn from this type of thing of Tashmish is only something Beino Lebeina, not also somebody else. So the Gemara 9, it's not true. You can still ask. This Mishnah that talked about the woman who's saying she's removing herself from all the Yidden was Rav Yossi, because Rav Huna says the entire parak is going in the world of Rav Yossi. So therefore, we don't have an answer according to what the Tanakhama would hold. Mimai. Where do you get this from that this is Rav Yossi? Meaning, how do we know if the Mishnah follows Rav Yossi? Kaven to Ketani Rav Yossi Omer Ein Elu Nidra Ilu Nefesh. Because once the Mishnah says, Rav Yossi says, these are not considered Ilu Nefesh. Lamali Sulamisna Hareze Yafir Divri Rabbi Yossi. Why does it have to be that afterwards, at the end of the Mishnah, that when it says he is able to go ahead and raise a yafir, he's able to be made for the neder, and we say that these are the words of Rabbi Yossi? Must be that we learn from this that from the here and on, this is going to be Rabbi Yossi. Because at the beginning of the Mishnah starts, we say the Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and then at the very end it goes, and these are divrei Rabbi Yossi. Why adding it again? Must be that we're learning out that this last thing of where Rav Yossi is coming to tell you that, the rest is going to be Rav Yossi. Now, Amar Shmuel Shmei Delevi, new shtickle. Kol nedarim bal mefer lishto. Any nether, a husband can be mefer for his wife. Chutz min hana'asi aploni, except for a nether where she says, pleasure from me is usher on so-and-so, on ploni. She'enu mefer, he's not able to be made for that. Not something usher on her, it's usher on that person. Aval hanos ploni, a lie, mefer. If he says that person, to get enough from that person on me, then he's able to be mefer. It says around the kivin dizba, you know, nefesh, afpishol nidra, ella me'acher, yafir. Even though it's somebody else, you can be mefer it. Frek the gemara, tina, we learned in the Mishnah, right in the beginning of our parak over here, Paris Medina Zu'alai. If she says that the Paris, the food of this Medina is Asarami, Yavi Medina Cheris, so then he can't be made for it, because let him go ahead and bring it from another place. So if you want to say that this nether, the Asaring from an entire country, is not considered Inoy Nefesh, then obviously nether from this particular person also shouldn't be considered a problem. Let him get it from somebody else, and why is he able to be made for such a thing? Amar of Yosef Yosef, the Amar Shetavi. The Mishnah is talking about a case where she didn't say the entire country stuff is going to be asur, but rather what she said was, is that the stuff that you're going to bring from this country is going to be konim to me, and now it's not an issue because she can go ahead and she can get it herself or someone else can get it for her. But in the case of this guy, where she's getting enough from this particular person entirely, no matter how she gets it, though this nether is considered inoy nefesh. Tashima tawawashimawawa. Says, like, wow, hold on 1 second. We can knock it off from the next part of the Mishnah. Perus chen v'nizeh alai. If she says that the perus, the produce of this storekeeper, is going to be usher on me and yachal hafer. So that he's not able to go out and be made for this. Now, this is similar to the fact of saying that the hanah of ploni is going usher on me. And the Mishnah over in the Mishnah says that the nether is not able to be mufar by the perus of this chen v'nizeh, because again, you can get it from somebody else. In this case, also is talking about the case where what? When she says, the stuff that you're going to bring to me from this storekeeper is going to be usher, but she's able to get it from the storekeeper by herself or somebody else, and even the husband can go and do it from somewhere else, then it's not able. It's not considered, you know, nefesh, and you can't knock it off, as opposed to this case where you can. Says Gemara, but lo haisa parnasasa el mimenu. But if the husband's only way of getting stuff is from that particular storekeeper, meaning he's the only one who's allowing this guy to go ahead and buy from him because he's not the money, he's going to take care of it. So then Hareza Yafir, he's able to be made for the nether in such a case. V'yomer t'ka'amer shetaviyata. I even want to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where she said, the stuff that you're going to bring, the Maya Yafir, why is he able to be made for this thing? Right? Because she can go get the stuff from the storekeeper by herself. Shouldn't be able to do it. Ella mi de seifa de lo maisi baal havi. Wrong trap. Ella mi de seifa de lo maisi baal havi. Risha de kol maisi baal havi. In other words, so we must say this: the seifa, the later case, is talking about where she didn't say that you're gonna bring. And since that second case, the later case, refers even where the husband doesn't bring the stuff, so reish the gamaisi la. So let me say that the reish of the first case also is talking about where the iser is included also the stuff that she is going to be bringing herself. Therefore, we've now brought Araya back to life over here, that even with a nether completely asers benefit from a certain person, you cannot be made for it, because whatever this person is going to give, if assuming you can get it from some other place. And this goes against that which Shmuel said in the name of Levi, who said that you're able to go out and be made for this type of thing. So we got to come up with another way of understanding this. Ela Reisha Ein Yochel Hafer Udeka Maisa Hi. Rather, the Mishnah in the first case is saying that he can't be made for a nether that asers this peros of a chenveni, even where she brings it herself. Still not able to do it. Beep, turn the page, Rabbi's on base. Masnis and Rabbi Yossi. But we'll just say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and therefore it doesn't knock off Shmuel, the shame Levi. The Mishnah is implying that a nether that's asering benefit from a single person is not considered inoy nefesh, but that goes according to Rabbi Yossi, right? Because he says what is, what's considered inoy, what's not. Shmuel, on the other hand, who's the one who says that a nether is able to be revoked as a nether of inoy nefesh, is going according to the Chachamim. So we say, well, Mrs. Rabbi Yossi, the Amr of Huna, Kuli Pirkin Rabbi Yossi, the entire parak is Rabbi Yossi. Umay ein yochel hafer, and what does that mean? He's not able to be made for it. Mishimiri nefesh, why not? He's not able to do it because of inoy nefesh, of a made for the darim shebeno lebeina, but he's able to be made for beno lebeina. That's all shtita Rav Yossi. He says, no, it's not inoy nefesh, so you can't be made for based off those grounds, but you can be for the grounds of beno lebeina, because it is an issue of beno lebeina. Why? Because now he has to go to get it from another storekeeper, from another chenvi, and that's going to be like a whole balagan for him. Therefore, it's something which is beino lebeina, and he's able to be made for it for that. Nu shtikel toira, amar vidam mishmol, nadra mishte kikaros. If a woman makes a neder, it's asering her from getting two kikaros, two loaves of bread. She can't get enough from it. Ba'achas misanu, ba'achas ein misana. One of them is an issue of inor nefesh, and the other one is not considered inor nefesh. The man explains that one of them is made out of very good, it's a good type of bread, and therefore she likes that, and therefore it's something which is considered inor nefesh. The other one, she doesn't care as much, and therefore it's not considered inor nefesh. Mitoch shu made for lemisana, since the husband is able to make a neder on the one which is she does get inur nefesh made for l'sheinu misani, he can double up on that and also be made for the one that she does not get inur from as well. For Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. One step back before he say that, the Ran explains what's the pshat, what's the reason why he's able to double up on this, even the one that she is not getting inur from, is because this whole nether comes at one shot, therefore the other one comes can get off with it as well. Vervasi Amar of Yochanan, Vervasi said, by Rav Yochanan, Mefer L'Misana, no, he's able to go ahead and do the one that's Inoi, Ve'inui for L'Sheinu Misana, but he's not able to go ahead and get rid of the one which is not Inoi Nefesh. Vigad Amri, some explain that Boy Minei Vervasi Rav Yochanan, and Vervasi asked the question of Rav Yochanan, Nodri Mishteki Karos, Bachas Misana, Bachas Ein Misana, Misana, Mao, what's the din? Amrle, he says, Mefer L'Misana, Ve'inui for L'Sheinu Misana, can be Mefer on the one that she's getting Inoi from, but not able to do it on the one she's not getting Inoi from. Okay, we are going to continue with this Beis Hashem tomorrow's daf, asking a kasha on that whole of Yochanan Shtickle, but for now we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.